Hey, how are you? Doing well, I hope. When I was just a small child, I was listening to people telling me about God. So I was pretty much from as far back as I could remember, I was aware of God. I was aware of my grandmother, who I knew only before I was about 3 years old, I was aware that she talked to me about God and taught me Jesus loves me, this I know. And from the earliest days of my childhood, whenever I thought about what I wanted to be when I grew up, what I wanted to do, it always involved serving other people. I was never interested in things. I was always interested in people. So even from my earliest childhood, God was already building in me a sense of vision for who I was to become. And if you pause and think about even your earliest childhood, you begin to recognize that even if you didn't ever hear of God when you were a small child, still there were things that God was doing that were planting in you ideas and vision for what it was that you hoped to become. God loves you, and He builds you to fit what He's calling you to do. Many of us correctly read the scriptures that we are being conformed to the image of Christ, meaning Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. But in fact, while we are intended to become little Anointed Ones, we are not intended to become little Jesuses. We are intended to walk in our own anointing as the people we are as sons of God. So God has for each and every one of us a personal vision that He desires to communicate to us, and He will communicate it little by little, just as He does all the other things in our lives. He continues to build on it. By the time that I was in my teenage years, I knew I wanted to serve people in some role of leading or teaching them. Sometimes I thought about being a preacher, sometimes I thought about being a chemistry teacher. All sorts of ideas went through my mind as to what I might do. And then when I received the Holy Spirit, I received more ideas about what I would impart to people spiritually. And then not long after I received the Holy Spirit, I received the very clear impression from Him that the starting point for the platform in which I would communicate was for me to practice law. So all through the years when I was practicing law, I was involved in ministry. All of my clients received ministry, service. Now, some of them might not have realized that the service was coming from the heart of God. Many of them did. Many of my clients were Christians. And yet, it wasn't about my being a Christian that made them my clients. As I told more than one of them, do not hire me because I'm a Christian. Hire me because I'm competent. If you have a choice between hiring a Christian and hiring someone that's competent, hire someone that is competent because you have enough faith to take care of your own ethics and morality and Christianity. So as you are contemplating your personal sense of vision, it's worth your while to go back and look at what was it you saw when you were a small child? What was your dream when you were young? Was it a dream of being in charge of a big business? Or was it a dream of being a firefighter? Or was it a dream of being a teacher? What was it that was your dream? And how did that dream grow with you? Vision is always something that becomes clearer as we draw closer to what we are seeing. I remember in my own life that it was not long after I received the Holy Spirit when I was 18 that I had a desire to become involved in prophetic ministry. But at that time, I didn't even know what a prophet was, except maybe the extra money you made in a business. And, you know, every business I'd been involved with was a nonprofit organization. It wasn't intended to be that way, but it's the way it seemed to work out. You know, we learn more as we grow more. By the time I was getting toward the end of my law practice, I knew very clearly what a prophet was, and I knew what it was I was called to do as one. Very early in my walk with the church, I began to realize that I did not see the church the same way that the organization men saw the church. And so I was seeing the church from a prophetic point of view of what she was to become, not what she had been. Once, when I was quite young in that process, I was sitting in a prayer meeting, and someone prophesied over me that I was called to be an apostle. And I remember very clearly at the time groaning out of my soul, "God, I'm not ready for that." And another old saint prophetically spoke to me and said, "That's all right, I'll get you ready." And that actually is what happened, was that I knew I wasn't ready, and yet as God kept growing me up, taking me into prophetic ministry, and then later moving me out of prophetic ministry and into apostolic ministry, I saw that God was preparing me step by step along the way, so that each time my vision grew and became clearer, so also my preparation grew and became clearer. So your life will be much the same as mine. You'll start with just the beginnings of an idea of what God's calling you to, and you'll grow, and the idea will grow, and you will grow more, and the idea will grow more, and you will see more and more clearly as you go along. Now, how do you come to see that vision? Well, part of it is you just listen to the Holy Spirit, of course. But part of it is also that you allow your life to be touched by prophets who will speak prophetic words. Part of it is that you will find yourself reading in the scriptures, and suddenly you will find yourself intensely drawn to one particular aspect of what's happening in the scriptures. Part of it will be that your friends in the body of Christ will just turn to you and they will say to you, "Oh man, you are this," because they see you functioning as what you are. See, these words, apostle and prophet and pastor and teacher and evangelist and miracle worker and healer and so forth, all of them are not titles. Never, never, never be led by a title. These are functions. Jesus functioned in all of these ways. No one else in the entire history of mankind has ever been able to function in all of these gift ministries, but Jesus could. But Jesus has spread throughout his body all sorts of ministries. Some of them, like apostles and prophets, and they're talked about in the Bible. Some of them, like ambassadors of mercy, nowhere in the Bible is it really talked about. And yet, there are some people who clearly that's what describes their function in the body of Christ. So, don't despair. Allow yourself to grow in your vision for what God is calling you to do. And as you're speaking into the lives of your disciples, hear the Holy Spirit for each one of them and speak about God's call on their lives as you speak to them. Now, every once in a while, you'll find that people go through times of being confused because they're really in a time of transition. I remember once when I was walking with the man that watched over my soul, I said to him, "Bob, when I came and you and the other brothers laid hands on me and ordained me as an apostle, I really bore witness to that. I believe God was calling me to be an apostle. But Bob, every time we get together with a group of the guys, you always send me out with the prophets to hear what God is saying. I'm not real sure what you think I am. Am I an apostle or am I a prophet?" And Bob, with his great wisdom and years of experience, turned to me and he smiled and he said, "Well, Stuart, if I answer your question, what difference will it make?" I had to be honest with him and said, "Well, it probably won't make a whole lot of difference because all I know how to do is to love people for who they are, not try to fit them into some mold of what I am." And he said, "Well, there you go then." And that was the end of the conversation. Several weeks later, I talked about that conversation with another brother, and the other brother gave me the opposite perspective. The other brother gave me the perspective and he said, "Well, it's really valuable that you have some idea of what you are, because then you can help people receive you as what you are. Because the scripture says that if we receive a prophet as a prophet, then we receive a prophet's reward." And by parallel reasoning, if we receive an apostle as an apostle, then we'll receive the apostle's reward. If we receive a teacher as a teacher, then we receive the teacher's reward, and so forth. But it's really true that you can only be what you are at the moment. You can only function in accordance with what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do at the moment. You're called to love people. Now, you have special measures of grace that are being given to you to love people in particular ways. But you're called first and foremost to love people. And when you love people, you are for them what they need you to be. And when you love people, you begin to understand how much God loves you. And so you remain His, that's yours.